Welcome to part 4 of the Commander training. This time we will be looking at the Commander advanced controls. As a commander, you are able to utilize the map to your advantage. You can use covers in the level to help sustain your units and mitigate incoming damage. To do this, select your units and move them close to a cover. Units will automatically use nearby covers when in combat. There are two primary ways to move a unit. The attack move and forced move command is available for most infantry units. The forced move command is the default when issuing a right-click smart command. It forces the unit to move to the location regardless of the danger. This is useful in some situations but can put your infantry at unnecessary risk at times. The attack move command, on the other hand, will allow the units to move at their own pace, going tactically from cover to cover and only move when they have the confidence to. As a commander, you must also know how to deal with different types of enemy units by knowing the most effective damage types to deal with them. There are four different damage types: anti-armor, ballistics, explosives, and energy. Anti-armor damage types are effective when dealing with vehicles and structures, as they are able to penetrate through heavy armor and deal a high amount of damage. Ballistics are the most common damage types found on units and also vehicles, which is an effective way when dealing with infantry units and officers due to its ammo capacity and high fire rate. Explosives damage types are best used when fighting multiple groups of enemy units and to effectively eliminate them with a few shots. Explosive types are also able to stagger larger units such as an Iron Guard during combat. Finally, energy damage types are able to deal high damage at a long range and are effective against any type of targets. This concludes part 4 of the Commander training. To learn more about the damage types and units, you can visit the Intel section on the main menu.